state.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, May 6, 2013, to order, and would ask you all to bow your heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, most importantly, for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you be with us this day, that you guide us, that you help us, Lord, in decisions that we may make on behalf of the citizens of this county. We ask this in your Son's name. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any remarks under commission remarks, gentlemen? I would like to announce that the funeral arrangements for Chuck Keithley, who was sheriff of this county from 1973 through 1992, will be tomorrow, 11:30 to 12:30. That'll be visitation, and the funeral will be at 2 o'clock. Both will be held at the First Baptist Church in Branson. And on behalf of the family, I'd like to thank everyone for their calls and their comments. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable. Excuse me, I had one of those glasses moments. 33, 35, 58 through 33, 36, 39. Warrants 5776, 5777, and 5778. And transfer from the transfer station to Roden Bridge.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 33, 35, 58 through 33, 36, 39. Warrants number 5776, 77, 78, and a journal entry from transfer station to Roden Bridge for work that was completed. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Bridge inspection reports. Randy? What I would like you to do first is to announce who you are, recording and broadcasting live.
My name is Darren Condren with MoDOT.
I've inspected the bridges here in Taney County.
And I'm Dave O'Connor. I'm the district bridge engineer here in the Southwest District.
Thank you, Dave.
I'll give you a copy of my card, or one of my cards. Thank you, Bob, for your information.
Welcome.
And before we get started with the inspection, I would like to thank you on behalf of MoDOT for the assistance you gave when we had a bridge washout here a week or so ago. Quite a lot of help. And helped us get that road back open that night, so thank you. Appreciate it. It's good when we work together.
Shouldn't be any other way.
Nope, that's right. You're absolutely right. That is the way.
I had a paper there. I thought it disappeared. I had my notes on it, but it's not there. Anyways, here is a complete copy of the inspection forms. The highlights of the inspection that we'll go through. I think we've given Randy a copy of all the inspection sheets. I've got some photos enclosed of items that we found of interest in the field. The value of your participation here is a comp sheet that we've sent to Jeff City to give you a value of your participation during the inspections. And then the work comments of all the bridges that we've inspected and basically suggestions of things that you guys could look for, cleaning off your bridge decks, sealing your bridge decks, cutting some brush, just things of upkeep, preventive maintenance per se. So I will give you that copy. Here's you a copy of just the cover letter. So basically through the inspection of the Taney County, on item number 3, I found two new box culverts, which that will be within the city of Branson. They are looking for me some plans on those two box culverts. You had a bridge number 0160019, Hollow Hodge Creek. It was currently rated at 5 tons. During my inspection, I felt that bridge was a better structure than that, so I'm going to try to collect some data, send it to Jeff City, and try to get that bridge re-rated and see if we can raise the post limit on that structure. I found two bridges over on Cane Creek, 181-00131 and 181-00012, that somehow during the inspections several years ago that data got interpolated, switched around, so I'm correcting that to get it up to par. You had a new bridge that was built, 161-00068. I will go out and measure that up.
No, where's that bridge?
This 161.
Really?
I'm not sure. I didn't write it down here.
The newest?
The 161 bridge. This is the one you give me the set of plans on.
Is that Fox Creek?
No, that's the new one that we just replaced.
Right.
Down on Propium Cedar Creek.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the next one is 085-00051. That was down in
Slough Hollow.
You'd put two pipes in, I guess, side by side.
Yeah.
You had the contractor come back in and put the gap between them. The pipes collapsed.
Right.
You had to put two new pipes in. That SINA sheet showed that it was built like in 1900, based on what your Brian had told me that had been redone in 2012. So I'm going to take pictures and submit that to Jeff City and update that build date.
Right now, is that underwater?
Right now, it is completely underwater.
Mostly underwater. Okay.
I was there just the other day.
Yeah.
And then we've got a structure on Maple Street. At some point, I believe it was on inventory. It had been inspected previously over in the city of Hollister. Somehow, it is not on inventory anymore. I've measured it up, taken pictures. I will submit that back to Jefferson City to get it on inventory. I mean, it was, I'm not sure why that was ever.
Yeah, I'm, having done the inspections down here in the past, I'm not sure where that one slipped in. Randy and I have been trying to go back through our.
Big box culvert that the county built in the late 70s just before I started.
Is that when you start down the steep hill?
Yeah. Start down the steep hill and then you get a 90-degree S curve on both ends.
Right there. Uh-huh. Before you start, so it's an intrusion in the present?
And basically that's all I've got. I'm going to get with the city of Branson. I had a couple items of concern up there on the Branson Landing Bridge, the sidewalk. It had some settlement issues.
On the new bridge?
On the new bridge. It's got some settlement issues. I think that someone probably ought to take a good look at it for ADA compliant, just for a legal aspect. I've got some pictures enclosed there in your packet, but I will get with the city, and I talked to the gentleman with the city that went with me to inspect, and I talked to his supervisor there at the shed, but I don't know whether it got to City Hall up there or their city engineer. So I will take them pictures up there to City Hall and visit with the city engineer on that aspect. But other than that, I think your county was in pretty good shape.
The bridge, the culverts at Slough Hall, the road's not under, but the culverts
are, right.
Yeah. They were just barely showing last week.
Right. I went over there, I believe it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And the downstream side, they was completely submerged. The upstream side was just, I would say, probably a foot or two exposed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to wait until that goes down, measure those pipes, take some good photos to send in to Jeff City to update those.
MoDOT had people down there when we were doing some inspection. The day I met you and the Corps of Engineers down there, MoDOT came in with a truck, and they were out there taping and measuring those two culverts because they were new. And we had replaced them because of the contractor hadn't filled in the bottom and they collapsed, and so they put the new ones in. We were there for an inspection, and MoDOT had some
of their tape. I was the one who actually stopped by there, but I did not do a complete measurement on them. I knew you guys were meeting. It was not something I needed to be in the middle of. I didn't want to, I was.
So
the one.
You're the guy.
I know the structure. I knew that they'd been replaced, but I did not do a full. Full measurement on those. It's just a matter of
Back then it was notes on it.
Nice and dry.
You got a copy of the SINAs, and here's a copy of the letter.
It was way too dry.
Yeah.
I've been up and seen that up and down so much, so yeah, I'll leave it back there.
So it says that you have inspected 58 bridges, and of those you've mentioned, my count is six. No. Are these each individual bridges here?
Or? Yes.
Okay. What bridge is this on number 4 that's going to require the special dive inspection?
That is one that's been on inventory for years. That's in the city of Branson.
Okay.
Oh, Roark Creek. Right. That would be Roark Creek there, right by the hospital, I suspect, and it'll require a dive. Roark's never dries out. You can't ever see the bottom.
Right.
And on those types of inspections, since typically, if the county were to have one, and they would be expected to participate to the extent of 20% of the total cost of the inspections. We don't typically do those ourselves when they get into the dives. We'll have consultants come in and do the underwater inspection. We've done a few, but not very many. So we typically, if the county were ever to have one on theirs, it would be a matter of county would pay 20% of that cost, and then BRO funds would be used to cover the other 80%.
Do you do yearly inspections, is that what, or is this 3 years?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years. The Coon Creek Bridge, I know there may not be anything underneath it that's a problem, but I noticed that the salt and everything has busted the, around the rebar that's standing on the side. It was basically patterned after the old Branson Bridge, but the upper deck on it, I don't know whether the deck's fine, and it may just be the sides that are...
The one there on 76?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going to say.
That's Coon Creek there.
Where the balusters are starting to deteriorate in the curves.
Right.
And it's it becomes an aesthetic issue at that point.
Okay.
Structurally, that bridge, if my memory serves me, and I inspected it last year, last fall, there's no significant issues with it structurally.
Right.
And, yeah, those old baluster rails like that tend to, the salt does deteriorate them, and you start...
A lot of rebar showing.
A lot of curb deterioration, and from a structural standpoint, it's not an issue.
Right.
I wish we had the money, like everybody, to fix all of the other aspects, but unfortunately, we don't.
With the number of people walking, and I see them walking across that bridge and up the lake front there and then up the hill to the Branson on East 76, sure would be nice if we had some sort of, if there is any restructuring of that, had some sort of sidewalk.
Oh, a sidewalk
there.
On it. I mean, is there plans to put sidewalk through that area? Because I know right now you'd be walking on the roadway.
No, they're walking on the roadway, but at least they've got room enough to get off the roadway. But when they cross that bridge, they don't have any room. So, not pretty.
The crossing at the end of that road that goes over to the farm.
And if there was a larger scale plan to develop some kind of pedestrian facility through there, I would say that it would be something that we would definitely consider, because that would be
89, I think,
is
what it
says. Is there something in that area that anybody's even considered?
Which one is it?
Yeah.
This one goes up.
Because typically, we would, if there was a pedestrian.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Sidewalks through that area.
Yeah, I had to come back several. Well, I think the date on that one was
4/15,
whereas I'd done the rest of your bridges. No, it was underwater whenever we was doing the county inspections. I had to go back to it.
And then I noticed things like that this like past weekend.
Yeah, it was underwater there. The whole road was underwater there whenever I think Brian and I went.
One guy was walking across there. I mean, it's hard for a person to get across there without meeting. That's just so busy. You know, so anyway.
I'm amazed at the amount of pedestrian traffic, even at the Tenny Tunnel Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have expected it until I went down there and worked it overnight. It was even at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They're using it, so.
Any of you, Brandon, have questions? Other questions?
No, I'm just commenting on things just to kind of help bring the interest to certain locations.
I asked Calvin Will if he got a blanket road to get to that bridge. He said he didn't.
I didn't the first time. I had to go back April the 15th to get it inspected.
And that's the upper bridge, the upper cross.
Yeah, it went right up to
it's a slab.
Farmer's Field entrance and had a gate across it. So there wasn't much activity up that road.
Right.
So...
Gentlemen, thank you very, very much.
Not a problem.
Thank you. If you have issues, Randy knows he can get a hold of us. We're always available.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And don't hesitate to contact us. Either of us will be more than happy to come out.
I'm assuming that Randy's going to be able to contact you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll work it through.
Randy can contact us anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth, while we're in this issue, did you have something for us?
No, I just wanted to make sure I was here for support if you had any VRO questions. seen those come up whenever the inspections are handed out.
I see from previous minutes when I was at the hospital, you all had to be with that and uh-huh. discussed BRO?
We did. We didn't have a the engineering companies that questioned the dollar amounts here, but we did talk it over with Beth, and we understand
better
what we have.
Fill dirt agreement. Thank you all
thank
very
you
much.
Very much.
Thanks, Beth. I have a fill dirt agreement by and between Taney County Commission and Joseph Braswell. And it's for 12 loads, Randy, it says on here.
12 loads, please. Should have an address there.
557 Pleasant View Drive.
That's, I'll make a motion to.
Down in the area of Jones Road or off the road off of Jones Road down there.
I'll make a motion that we go ahead and accept the fill dirt agreement.
Approve it?
Approve it, yes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between Taney County Commission and Joseph Braswell as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I got one question for Randy on those.
Yes.
It's unusual for them to have an amount, isn't it? I mean, usually when you fill those out.
He was just estimating that amount, so that's what he wrote down.
Okay.
He thought it would take.
Approximately then, is what he's. Yeah, okay.
We have a professional services agreement relating to the transfer station. Gentlemen, would you like to join us?
Contract to do the survey and update the O&M manual to the transfer station that we've been talking about before.
This is what the commission has approved, and now it's been reduced to writing.
Yeah, basically. And your legal counsel has reviewed them already. So.
Yes, I have an attached letter from legal counsel stating that he's reviewed the proposed short form agreement between owner and HDR Engineering Incorporated for professional services, and he approves it as to form. He discusses the provisions of the agreement.
Is that on the survey work or the building?
This is still just all the O&M manual and the survey work.
Okay.
Yeah.
The agreement that is in front of me is by and between Taney County, Missouri, and HDR Engineering in connection with a project known as Transfer Station Modifications.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the short form agreement between owner, which is Taney County, and HDR Engineering for professional services regarding Transfer Station Modifications. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Do you gentlemen have any comments you wish to make about this agreement or the project? It's been a while getting here, hasn't it, Scott?
Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
sign those agreements. If you gentlemen will take these to Nikki, she'll walk you through the processes needed to get the accounting officer and the county clerk certification. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thanks, guys.
BOE meeting dates is the next issue that's Brandon's pointed out that we need to go back to previous meeting minutes. Sorry, gentlemen.
Move to approve minutes from March 21st and 25th, April 8th, 11th, 22nd, and 25th. Executive minutes March 21st and March 25th, and April 4A, April 4B, April 11A, April 11B, April 18th A, and April 18th B with corrections.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve prior commission minutes dated March 21st and 25th, April 8th, 11th, 22nd, and 25th, and executive session minutes March 21st, 25th, April 4A, 4B, 11A, 11B, 18A, and 18B. Discussion?
Oh.
With corrections. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. BOE discussion, and the clerk's office has provided us with a listing of Board of Equalization schedules and statutes, calendar, also with that. Our first question, Donna, is that came up again in preliminary session this morning. If need be, can we not start the session earlier than the date that's listed?
Yes, but it's only a few days, I think. Do you have that statute with you, Ron?
There's a 10-day leniency period that you can... There was a statute that was put in, Donna, two or three years ago where you could move, I think it was in first-class counties only, that you could move those forward. And that's just my recollection on it. It's just...
We've always been able to move it a few days earlier, it's only a few days. I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
10 days was the limit on it. And
2 years
May 31st.
Two years ago, did we not start early?
After May 31st.
Pardon? Anytime after May 31st?
Which?
Yeah. Well, obviously there's also conflicting statutes because the books don't even have to be turned in until the end of, July?
July 1st.
Pardon?
July 1st.
We anticipate they'll be in sooner than that so that all impact notices have already gone out, right?
Not all.
No?
Probably not.
So it would be no point for us to start our meeting prior to July 1st because we won't have any good numbers. He could change his numbers any time up until July 1st.
From the impact notices that have already gone out, do you anticipate any of those are going to be changed?
No.
So we're going to have whatever group that has already received their notices that could, in fact, ask for a hearing with BOE. Here's our dilemma, Donna, so that I can more adequately address this. It's reassessment year. I don't know if this is a typical reassessment year, if the impact notices are less or the same as or more than they've been in the past. But I do know that for a time certain, there is a meeting that will be for 5 days and we won't be available in July, and that's why I was want to make sure that we hear everyone that's interested in coming before. So we still have time to back that up if, in fact, we choose to do that. Right now we're set for July 1st, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
First Monday in July is July 1st.
Okay. And that's what the law says, right? It's the first Monday in July?
Mm-hmm. That's when we're supposed to hold our first meeting.
Okay.
Unless you're going to tell us
right.
to change that.
Well, if we don't have the interest from the public that is calling in and making appointments, I don't see that there's going to be...
We've received six so far.
Six mm-hmm. requests thus far.
Yes. But, as he said, he's just now setting them out, right, James?
Yes.
And you had, what, 4,000 increases?
No.
What was it?
I think it was about 1,200. I'm not positive for that number.
Well...
We have our people in place, right? Did we do that at the beginning of the year?
Yes.
We appointed the two that, okay.
I'd like to make mention that there is a class May the 9th, and the new...
I emailed it to all of you and to the other two gentlemen as well.
Right.
So they have been notified, and the county clerk's office will be attending. Three of us are going.
Three from our office is going, and I believe one of the new guys is going. Who was it?
I think it was Mr. Casey.
Yes.
Mr. Casey's going to go.
Good.
If any of you would like to go with us?
May 9th.
Mm-hmm.
What time? And
you
I apologize.
Have to be scheduled to go. You have to contact him and schedule. We'd be happy to do that for you.
It'll be in Springfield, and I think it starts at 9 or 9:30.
It'll be the same place it was we went before?
Actually, it's in the new election training center.
Ah.
Do you know where that's located?
No.
Okay.
Where
you
can find
pull in, there's the big building, the courthouse. You're actually going to go to the back. It's like a one-story new building on the back side of the parking lot there.
We can get directions for you
yes.
if you want to go.
You said it's May 9th?
Yes.
I'm already signed up on it.
Very important to remember.
We haven't signed you up. Did you sign up on your own?
I think Nikki did it for me.
Okay.
May 9th is Thursday?
Correct.
And we have, and it begins when?
9 or
9:30.
Thursday at 9 o'clock. 9 to 3:30, Greene County Elections.
Then we currently have a number of items on commission, by the way. That doesn't mean that we couldn't move them perhaps to Monday.
We can look at that through agenda request this morning, those that need to be moved. I don't, I've went to a couple of those. I don't know that I'll go to this one. They're very important, though, because there's a lot of things asked by the public that you receive the information up there and you can actually put a stop to a lot of unnecessary arguing about certain issues because it's directed by the law and if you went to that class you know that and can bring it forward to the people that are asking questions and it saves us a lot of time.
Just to let you know, we still have the application and the information sheet on our website. When people call in and want to know what the process is, we direct them to our website so that they can read the law, they can read what they need to bring for, we suggest what they bring for proof in the process and how to calculate what their taxes are. So. That's out there, and that does help a lot.
Help me with your timetable that I'm looking at in front of me here. Appeals by the taxpayers, in order to be a part of Board of Equalization, it says for first class, except first class counties, it's before the third Monday in June?
Correct.
Do we have a date? What is that date?
I don't have June.
So that.
If someone were to receive.
It'd be June 17th.
Right now. Okay, so here's my questions. If Missouri law says that a taxpayer must file a request to be before the Board of Equalization on June 17th. And yet, the assessment process and statutes allow the books not to be turned in until the 31st of...
First.
The 1st of July, excuse me. What about that catch-22 or those people that are
We've
in between?
Always let them come. If they receive an increase notice between the date of the shutoff or even a few days before where they wouldn't have had time to respond.
We did that before, right?
We have always allowed them to come.
I don't see and don't anticipate that that would be the case, but right now, for all practical purposes, Missouri law says June 17th, so the public really needs to be aware that June 17th is
it's on the top
our
of the
date, unless the commission votes otherwise. And
it's right on the top of the application packet. Mm-hmm. In previous years, you have voted to extend it, which the State Tax Commission recommends you can do that to the second week in July.
Right.
When that happens, we just put a box at the bottom of the application letting the taxpayer know that that date has been extended.
Changed, okay. And I know that we did that year before last because of the number of people that were coming, but obviously this sounds like it's considerably less than it was at that time with only six applications at this point.
I was going to say, it's kind of early if he's just now sent out his increase notice.
They have gone out some time ago, didn't they, James?
They just went out, but we didn't receive
any calls and worked out on taking a lot of it out and settling it in-house. Okay. Also, it's fair to assume that our Board of Equalization then is going to be scheduled at this point from July 1st through the 31st?
Unless you give me whatever date you cannot meet.
Okay, and here's my next question. It says Board of Appeals. Actually, it's Board of Equalization that meets to hear appeals. Meets the third Monday in July?
Third Monday. Well, that's, I think is very different.
That's what this says that you gave me this morning. That's that would be
the third Monday in July. But that's in general.
Pardon?
You have to go down to the first class section.
That's a general statute for would apply to like second and third class counties. Our dates are different for first class.
Okay.
And I believe you had asked before if we could go past July, and statute says that you have to end on July 31st.
Right. The other problem with that, Ron, is there's not a lot of time from July 31st for us to process everything. We have to make everything balance in both books, both the Board of Equalization book and the tax book that we get ready to turn over. Then we have to prepare a worksheet that goes out to every political subdivision in the county, so that they can then have their hearings posted in the newspaper, because they have to have 7 days to post it in the newspaper before they can hold a meeting and then set their levy. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on between July 31st and September 1st, which is the deadline to have all of that work done. So we really, unless we're just something odd happens, we shouldn't go past the 31st. We did do that by 5 days, 1 year. And we don't want to go through that year again, do we, James? That was 2009.
I see the... what is pointed out to be the appeals process for counties other than first class. Is there no appeals process that comes back to the Board of Equalization to hear appeals before it goes to State Tax Commission in first class counties?
For them to come back? No.
In other words, if the Board of Equalization
makes a ruling, their next step is to go to the State Tax Commission.
Exactly.
Okay, so in other words, if you come in, you want to have your assessment lowered and it's increased, you don't come back to the BOE, you go directly to Tax Commission.
State Tax Commission.
Okay.
Correct.
That answers my questions.
And then if they're not satisfied with that, then they can go on to the Circuit Court. Or Circuit Court.
Circuit Court. Mm-hmm.
My best guess is on your calendar, 19th. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Okay.
that you will be gone?
Yes.
And that's probably at least two of you, right? So there will still be a majority. We can still hold our meetings. Unless you are asking us not to schedule anything.
Yeah, and I'm not asking that. I'm just stating that you had mentioned that date, and that's when that meeting is. When that meeting is.
I'll keep those empty as long as possible, and then it'll be a fallback if we absolutely have to.
Or you could schedule everything in those
on
4 days,
those days.
And I'd really appreciate that.
That'd make you happy.
I said, how much money have you got in your pocket? And I'll schedule it for that week.
$1.95. Well, right now, I don't see any change from the July 1 through July 31, and we can amend that any time between now and then, correct?
Yeah.
Is that all right,
gentlemen?
We
never know until it gets closer, Ron. People don't start realizing what their increased notice means a lot of times, and then it seems like people start talking to each other, and word of mouth gets around, and then we start getting the calls.
To this point, there are no group presentations that have been scheduled or asked about. Okay.
Yep, these are all individuals so far. But I can tell you from experience that usually they wait until the last minute for those.
No.
Yes.
Are you not, I'm assuming you want us to leave Monday alone completely or just a half a day on Monday for regular meetings?
Is that what we did in the past, was did county commission for half a day and then went into BOE session? Is
what
that what
we
want to do again?
That works better, and Mondays and Thursdays after we do our regular commission meeting, we can make some adjustment on that and try to figure out, but those are good days for us to do the half days or however that works. It's better to have those days filled so we get the process over with. I mean, it's in years past, we have had a couple of board members that stepped out of line and requested from people that they come in and have their taxes reviewed. As they come in, we found that some of the people that came in, taxes might have needed to be increased by a small amount, which they left here very upset because they were asked by the board member to come in with their taxes. So it's very sensitive issue, and I'm glad that we can move forward. If we can extend it forward with the number of people that go ahead and sign up, and if we can have the 10-day extension prior, I would like to do so. Even if we use a couple of days of that, that lets the books be closed and the all the hearings that need to be heard before the 31st of July, because we go right up to that date on those times. But it doesn't crunch us, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think Christy and I both agree. We don't want the date changed for last day to send in an application. We just want to adjust for people who haven't received an increased notice, because it does allow us to get things scheduled earlier. Our biggest problem is that we'll only get a handful right at the beginning, and then in the second week is when we start getting, tend to get more of the applications. So, and as normal, we will try and get them all grouped together so that you don't have half a day one day and an hour the next day. We'll try and get them so that we have full days. Are there any other days in July that anyone knows that they'll be gone?
The 4th. I won't be here the 4th
oh, really?
Of July.
I don't think I'll be here either.
By the way, is this Wednesday Truman?
Yes.
Birthday, holiday, So the courthouse will be closed Wednesday?
Correct. Okay.
Gentlemen, do you have any other questions? Or Donna, do you have any other comments you need to make about BOE?
I can't think of anything else. You will just continue with the same process as last year.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, John.
Thank you, ladies. Donna. Gentlemen, let's stand in recess for a couple of minutes. Our next appointment arrives.